fire. The Missouri River continues to wreck levees in three states. More small towns in Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska being flooded. Becky Cobb has lost her mobile home in Bellevue, Nebraska. She tells KMTV.
It's a reality now that we have to live with and try to pick up the pieces and move on. Somehow, some way, we have to move on.
Three deaths are blamed on the week-long flooding. Farmers and ranchers could lose billions of dollars. National weather experts say the current flooding is the start of a spring that could see flooding worse than historic floods of 1993 and 2011. A Florida man pleads guilty to sending pipe bombs to CNN and critics of President Trump in a wave of attacks that harmed no one but spread fear of political violence across the U.S. in the weeks leading up to last fall's midterm elections. Cesar Sayoc sobbed as he entered the plea before a federal judge in New York, saying he was extremely sorry and never intended for the devices to explode. He could get life in prison when sentenced in September on 65 counts, including using weapons of mass destruction and mailing explosives with the intent to kill. President Trump's attacks on late Arizona Senator John McCain haven't gone unnoticed by veterans. In Cincinnati, veteran Glenn Johnson says critics are making too much about Trump's remarks.
People are looking for something, any little bitty thing they can to jump on the president. As simple as that.
But Lawrence Latham says he doesn't like what the president has been doing.
It really bothers me that the president of the United States, the most important job in the whole world, and he criticizes some of the best people that we ever had. I just don't think that's right.
Since Sunday, Trump has berated McCain, criticizing his vote against the bill to overturn the Affordable Care Act and telling a crowd in Ohio yesterday that he wasn't a fan of John McCain. This is AP Radio News. Only a week after attacks on two mosques in New Zealand killed 50 worshippers, the government has banned sales of semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines. Scientists are closing in on helping preserve the fertility of young boys undergoing cancer treatments.
Researchers have their hopes on a monkey.
Well, her name's Grady, which stands for graft-derived baby.
Kyle Orwig's team used a frozen bit of testicular tissue from a monkey, and through the monkey version of IVF, here's Grady.
Now she's 11 months old, and she plays and behaves just like every other monkey that was born the normal way.
More and more people are surviving childhood cancer, but nearly one in three will be left infertile. If what happens with Grady works out, human testing could begin in the next few years. Catherine Hanlon's 9-year-old son had some of his tissue frozen.
They're already being robbed from their childhood. The life is never the same. The family's life is never the same.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.